Welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast. Dead Zone is the sci-fi tabletop miniature skirmish game from Mantic Games. And now, here are your hosts, Rob Harper and Jack Fike. And I am your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen.
Welcome to a very special episode of Dead Zone the Podcast. In episode 20.5, we have a Battle Awards. As always, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com to see all the pictures. And now on to the show.
Welcome once again to the Dead Zone Podcast. My name is Jack.
I'm Rob.
And this is episode 20.5. This is our battle report that we didn't have time for in the last episode, so we're going to do a special mid-month makeup.
Mid-month makeup.
Yes. It's so good, I almost said it correctly.
Yep, so we had a single amazing battle. We did some alternate rules, and I played an alternate force.
We started with our, most importantly, we started with our initiative rule that we do without bearing the lead, there was some exciting...
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was amazing. The initiative rules really did...
It's because our two force numbers were close, so it actually made... It worked perfectly. I couldn't believe how well it worked.
And sometimes... Well, we'll get into it, but let's just say we were both counting on the initiative a couple times to
and it, yeah, we both won it when we shouldn't have, at least one. I think I won it when I shouldn't have twice, and
yeah,
you won it once.
But, so I played my Plague Army. It's just the one that I had already made up. So it was a Plague Swarm, two Type 1As, a Type 3 General, and a small amount of Plague Hounds.
Yeah, small amount.
So,
how many plague hounds?
Ten plague hounds.
10 plague hounds running across the board. It was ridiculous.
So that was my army.
And my army was my new corporation army that I showed off before on the show. So it was a if I can remember it all, it was a general, a sergeant, a couple of rangers, 5 marines, a veteran, 2 snipers. I think that was it.
I have no idea.
Anyways, yeah,
there was a corporal.
Oh, and my corporal killed. Well, I won't say what he killed because it was amazing. So we'll post up lots of pictures about that. We took a lot of pictures on this one, so we'll post it all up there. We're not going to be looking at the pictures because they're on my phone currently.
Yeah. So.
But so let's try to remember back. We started out. My mission was Scourge because for the corporation we're using a Reb deck. So I had a Scourge mission. I was supposed to steal stuff.
Scour,
yep. Steal stuff and bring it back off my board.
Your mission was the Scourge mission?
Scourge.
You were to kill all my guys and then say justice was served.
Yeah, and that's... Unfortunately, it almost worked. I got close.
Almost.
But anyways, so I was supposed to grab things and bring them off my end. And luckily, when we set up the board, almost all the items were on my side of the board.
Yeah, yeah. And
well, I guess we should mention what was in the board. What the board looked like, too.
Yes. But you were just talking about your mission card. So that's,
okay, you wanted to say your mission card?
My mission card was called Stack 'em High, and it was basically to kill as many people as possible with a bonus skewed towards the ground troops, to the troopers. The more of those, the better. So.
Which is hilarious. It's like, I've never seen that one before.
The first time that Rob's fielded anything other than 6 guys.
Yeah, if I had fielded my enforcers, you wouldn't have won.
I couldn't have won.
No. Not to say that you did win. Yeah. Anyway,
if I did win for the first time in, in recorded history, I would start the podcast not with, hey, everybody.
Yeah, you'd
have been like, I won! I won the game!
Well. And the board, we decided to use all the stuff we've been reviewing. So we used Systema and MicroArts terrain. And it filled up that 2x2 almost so much that we had a hard time putting everything on the board.
Yeah. So
it was great.
We've reviewed the Systema and the MicroArts terrain. The terrain that we reviewed was then painted, and now we have played with it. We didn't use... All we used was barrels and stuff from the...
Scatter terrain, yeah.
Just scattered.
That was it. Everything else was those two things.
So, because we wanted to see them in action. We wanted you to see them in action, so...
It was kind of cool.
If you like the looks of them, we'll put links to find them, and I'm telling you, it was a packed board.
Yeah, we'll see pictures. It's amazing. So turn one, my guys come out. Your guys are all fighters, no shooters.
So I came out enraged.
Yep, he came out charging. My guys kind of, I started the mission trying to go for all the boxes, but I soon learned that wasn't going to work because his guys got up on me too quick. His dogs are fast. Fast, right? Or agile?
Fast.
Fast, yeah. So they jumped around. And but the first round, I threw a grenade and blew his plague swarm off a bridge. It landed. I threw another grenade from another guy and blew up his plague swarm first round, which was a big bonus.
His first two guys, first two actions killed the plague swarm.
So that was like, well, this looks good for me. And then dogs came swarming at me. Maybe I killed one more dog. Oh, no, I suppressed the square, rolled amazing, and he used two cards to save both of his guys so they didn't die.
Yeah, I steadfasted, which meant I didn't decrease from
they couldn't,
enraged, so.
They couldn't lose their thing, so they couldn't get damaged.
Yeah, so I was...
So that was amazing. And then pretty much it took you a couple rounds to get to me.
Because at that point, it was my dogs started tying up your guys, which you were killing.
Oh, yeah, your dogs tied up my sniper and another person.
You were dispatching them at your leisure.
My general ran up and beheaded a dog because he had the general for the my corporation has a big claymore because they're like Highlanders. And he claymored a dog's head off. And then a bunch of dogs jumped on my ranger, and that was a good fight. And they were scrapping out, and then eventually his stage one got to that fight, and that was the end of that fight.
That's what it was. At some point, I think probably by the third round, my stage one, and
his general, I think, succeeded every time.
Succeeded every time, even to get a six on four dice. And
you were getting multiples, too. It wasn't like singles. I never got a single one.
The last one, I got multiples. But
And you didn't need it.
Every round, I was moving my guys up, moving them up. So the stage ones come...
One stage one got to move like twice as much as he should have.
Yeah. Came up out of an alley. They both had to come through the same alley. And he joined the fight.
I sniped, and I got one damage to each stage one, but couldn't do any more damage to either of them.
No.
Oh, well, not eventually I did, but...
Both of them were wounded, but just kept chugging along.
Kept walking. My one sniper, my sniper girl, was terrible. She couldn't hit the broadside. She couldn't kill a dog with a sniper rifle. My other sniper was better. He did damage, at least. And, so your guys moved up.
And then it got hand-to-hand. The dogs were all killed.
Yeah, dogs were dispatched eventually.
And you sent a sneaky Pete around to attack my general, who was just
behind that didn't matter, though.
Well, it did, because I had to...
Meh. She didn't kill him, though. So your stage one came up. I ran my veteran in, because she's a sword, too. But she doesn't get any bonus, so she just kind of stood there and fought your stage one. And then I ran a ranger in, and she's the one who damaged the one stage one. She stabbed him and almost killed him. She was 1 point off of killing him. And that was, like, awesome. But then stage one showed their muster.
Well, the one I free moved him with my general, and then I moved him up onto a helipad. And
this was after you killed my veteran and my ranger. You were freed up.
Yeah, I'd only killed two of his guys. He had killed.
I killed all your dogs plus. I killed 11 things because I killed all your dogs plus a swarm.
So he was killing en masse, and so I killed one guy with four dogs. So I really needed to get the body count up. And he had four guys standing on the edge of the helipad.
All my Marines.
All his Marines were just shooting.
Shooting down at his stage one, trying to do some damage.
So I just free move, climbed up onto the helipad, and I failed to...
Yeah, you think that would have killed them, but no.
No, I failed to kill them that round.
So that my guys, my Marines, were like terrible at hand-to-hand. So they tried to run away, and the stage one just wiped them all out as they ran.
Each and every one, as they tried to break off the engagement.
No matter what I could do, they just got wiped out.
He would just...
So then that pumped up his points, because he needed to kill troopers. So that escalated. And then he's like, well, what does this mean on the card? Because he wasn't quite clear. And then we're counting it up, and he had to kill one more thing. And his stage one was standing next to my sniper. And my guy was standing next to his general, so it was all about who got initiative.
He had a person up on a ledge of a building that could shoot down on my my general at one point, and I had two options. I could either Hail Mary and try for another successful command, but I'd succeeded every time so far. I felt my luck was being pushed to the breaking point, so I said, I think what I gotta do is I gotta charge my general in and try and kill your guy.
Yeah, my Marine and your general almost had the same stats.
So he charged Sneaky Pete, wounded her.
Yes, he did wound her.
Without the armor, she would have died.
Yeah.
But
Before that, actually, right off the bat, he hated this corporal, my one corporal, because he thought the corporal threw a grenade, but it was actually the sergeant threw the grenade to kill the plague swarm. So he's going after his corporal the whole time. He didn't kill him. The corporal ended up killing a stage one. Point blank shot right to the face on a stage one. Yeah. And so it's like, you were like, psychic, must kill corporal. I was like, why are you going after the corporal? He hasn't done anything. But you knew. You knew that he was going to kill the stage one in the end.
That stage one, at that point, yeah.
He was pretty out of it.
Because he was still two squares away from any of your guys.
Well, he would have stepped up. Next round, he would have gotten to that guy. He would have gotten to the corporal.
If I got initiative.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And even then, actually, we're talking about at the very end when it was my sniper. I won initiative that round. And my sniper couldn't... whiffed. My girl sniper, once again, whiffed. Couldn't kill the stage one. And my Marine couldn't kill your general. So then... nobody else had really a chance to kill anybody, so that was pretty much the game. And then you wiped out my...
Because the thing was, I won on the victory points, but that happens at the end of the round. I moved my three guys. He had 9 other guys.
Quite a few, yeah.
So all he had to do was do...
kill 2 more guys.
1 point of damage to my stage one, yeah. And kill my stage 3.
Your general, yeah.
Not an outrageous, not an impossible.
Especially
when
I had a sniper, point blank range with a sniper.
So I
was rolling like, I rolled, she had a clear shot, so it was like 2 dice, 5, plus 2 for her sniper, so it was like, and I think I used a card. I had like 8 dice rolling against him and I still couldn't kill him.
So you could have...
I think I rolled really well and then you rolled really well also, so you lived. Oh, one time you rolled like 2 8s and the rest were all 1s.
Oh, Jesus.
He was just like,
and then I rolled a 1 with...
Oh, yeah, 1 of the 8s, yeah. And what else exciting happened? That was pretty much it.
Yeah, it came right down to the wire.
Oh, at the end, your stage one, stage one could have hidden behind the helipad, and you would have won no matter what, but yeah. Instead he started marching towards me because he couldn't hide.
I couldn't not.
And yeah, it was good.
So he just spent the whole round just like...
everybody shot at him, but peppering. Really it was your general. If I... my one chance to kill your general, once that I couldn't kill him, it was pretty much over, because nobody was close to him.
Yeah, but you dropped that stage one from enraged to sprawled out on the helipad. Yeah,
we'll have a picture of him laying on the helipad.
Because you had a firing line. You had a firing squad.
Oh, everybody shot at him.
Just wailing on him.
And I kept doubling you, because you kept failing rolls, but his really tough and his armor was saving him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a good game, and it was close. And I think the corporation was pretty balanced. How'd you feel coming against them? You didn't feel like you're getting, at the beginning you were being wiped out, but that's to be expected.
Well, when the second grenade was thrown, and then you picked up a case and went, oh, another grenade, I already got enough of these. I was like, oh, for
that's God right, sake. You just threw a grenade and picked up another thing, and it was another grenade. But then you killed that in hand-to-hand. So
and I was like, oh, shit. Is that the thing? It's just going to be guys just standing on a catwalk, just hurling grenades all over
the
place?
Well, that's pretty much all I could do. None of my guys really... only my snipers had AP, except for my some of my knives and swords had AP. But other than that, it was a lot of pistols, a lot of rifles. So I really couldn't do much against your armored guys. I had to roll really good. And obviously, I got close. I wounded both stage ones. So.
And it was very close on the stage ones a few times. Like, yeah. It was within, like...
yeah, yeah. Like, all I had to do was 1 more point of damage.
When we were counting, okay, armor, okay, no damage.
Once in a while, we forgot Brawler. I think we both forgot Brawler at least once.
Yeah, yeah.
And other than that, it was good. And for the initiative, let's talk about the initiative.
The initiative, yeah.
So the rules, once again, were you both get 1 die. The person who didn't move last gets another die. Then you roll under your command total on a d8. So our command total is 4.
So you get 1, 2, or 3.
Yep, 1, 2, or 3. And also, ties go to the person who had the least models. That was important, amazingly.
That is important. And it's...
because usually it's my enforcers always had the least models, so I always get the ties. But, and almost always I move not last. So, but this, sometimes I move last, sometimes you had more guys, and it was like, and it went back and forth. It was great.
Back and forth. And one time I was like, okay, and you even said, if you get initiative, it's go time. Like it's
yeah. Good. Oh yeah, because your dogs were just on the edge of getting to my guys. And I had to get, because I was trying to scrounge stuff, so I was trying to grab stuff and run, but you got there before I could run.
And so, but a couple times, like I lost initiative when I...
yeah.
Had more
dice.
Well,
at the end of that game, I could have won because you lost initiative.
Yeah.
But I didn't, but could have. But it was that initiative rule is amazing. I can't believe how balanced it is.
Because we were able to play a more bold game in parts, but also we had to be a scared in parts too. Like it was, you can't always just go, I'm going next, so I'm just going to walk my guy out in the middle of here. Like it's a very, like, it made you be a little more aware of your surroundings, a little more aware of where you leave your guys than you normally need to be when you're guaranteed he gets to go next. Like,
Plus, playing units that don't have AP armor 2, like my guys only had armor 1, that changes a lot too. I'm so used to the enforcers just being able to stand and take hits, and these guys were more like a little bit more paper, especially with a lot of your guys had armor piercing.
Yeah, the two that actually got into combat did.
And one of your dogs had armor piercing too, because he had fangs.
Yeah, he claws. Died before it.
He could have done it though. He had the chance of doing it, he just didn't succeed. It was a great game, it was so close.
Speaking of dogs and mutations, at one point I picked up the Twisted Guard. And I only had a general, two...
Stage ones and two dogs. And two dogs. And one dog already had a mutation.
And one, so I was like, do I use it or do I keep it for the whatever other thing was on the card? And my mutations, I already gotten three. And now, the mutations aren't great to begin with. They're not game changers, but they have some effect.
They have a little flavor.
And I already drew three of the good ones to start with. I had claws, fangs, and claws, fangs, and something else. I forget what it is. Agile. The one that gives you agile.
Yeah, you're faster. Yeah.
I said...
You gave agile to your general, I think. Didn't you? Because everybody else used either fast or slow, so you couldn't give it to him, so you gave it to your general. I think he's the only one who could have it.
Yeah, I forget who it was. Anyways. Because it was a throwaway anyway.
So you used Twisted on this wounded dog.
Yes, and of course, since for some reason, I don't know how the mutagens work with the... But I got vulnerable.
So he only had one hit point, so he was already wounded, so he died.
So I killed one of my players.
He killed only one of his... And then we tried to figure out if he got the points for it. We decided
he didn't. No, I was just joking about that. I gave him a mutation, and then when I drew it out, it was vulnerable, and he died.
The one that would have killed him.
Yeah.
I tried to talk you out of it.
No, you tried to talk me to put it on my stage one.
Yeah, I did.
The 1A, who was also wounded, and he would have died.
I don't think he was wounded at that point, but he would have died because he had wounded him the next round. Yeah. But anyways, it was a great game. It was fun.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
And that terrain was so different because it was so full and different shapes. And there was a bit, we had to fiddle with the rules about what heights, because none of it's 3 inches like it should be.
Yeah.
So we had to like decide what height was stuff, and also what you had to kind of look from above and see which square you were in. And,
which is the downside to using a
non-Mantic
product, in that if you have those tiles and those floors, everything's you don't really have
to
do
that. You don't have to think much.
With this, we did, and we just established, like, the helipads, you'll see the burning helipads.
Yeah.
We
put two on top of each other.
Yeah, one on top of each other, but we decided it was only one level because it wasn't as high as...
It was like, it could have been two levels or it could have been one level, but we decided it was just in between, so we decided one level.
Yeah, that it was just a, if we just decided that. Now, we had planned on doing an Overwatch test to see if we got some ideas, but that never came to fruition.
I was going
to
Overwatch, but I moved and I forgot that Overwatch is a long action. So yeah, our idea for Overwatch is that we want it to be... it's going to be an inter. It's more like, once again, like XCOM. It's like an interrupt, where it's, instead of shooting someone at the beginning or the end of their move, you shoot them in the middle of their move.
When you first see them, if they're dashing through an opening, or they're even if they're coming at you, the first square that you see them, that's when you take your...
Minus, because we're thinking, these are trained professionals staring down at their line of fire, waiting for someone to walk across their line of fire.
Which means that they're not getting caught, like, unawares. They're ambushing, not...
Yeah, they're not, like, just reacting, like in Infinity, where it's just about a reaction. This is, you're purposely standing there, staring, waiting for someone to walk in front of you.
If someone snuck up on you, and then, okay, I can see a penalty to the shot. So the way we were thinking it would work is the first enemy model, the first one, not the one that would be best tactical.
Yep, you just have to shoot the first one that pops out.
So the first one that makes its move into your line of sight, if you have...
Oh, and it has to be short range, did you mention that?
Yeah, it can't be in the long range. Like, you can't go, okay, I can...
Because you just see halfway across the board, or snipers see all the way across.
Yeah, you're aiming, you're not reacting to someone's movement. Now you're... So if someone moves into your short range and you're in Overwatch, you take a shot, no penalty, no nothing.
Yeah.
If someone moves into your Overwatch and you have the fighting, you have to move into their square.
Yeah, because usually Overwatch for fighters is move, so they have, if they move within one square of you, you move into their square and attack them as they walk by you.
Right, so you so have to wait.
That's actually really good, because you'd stop them from moving at that point, because they can't move past you.
You would, and again, it's the first moment you can, not when it's the best, and not the
You can't say, no, target. I don't want to attack that guy. It could be some dog who just jumped out, meanwhile you could have killed his general.
Yep, sorry, that's just the way it is.
is. Once again, we're taking our cues from XCOM because I think it works pretty good in that, where it's sometimes it's like everybody shoots and it doesn't matter if you're all your guys in Overwatch and one guy runs out, they all shoot at him. So it doesn't, you would waste your Overwatch shooting at one guy.
And it doesn't matter if he's a small little minion, but yeah, you're waiting for a
yeah, you're hoping that a big guy comes out, but he throws the minion out.
But and finally, I think the kicker for Overwatch being it's a long action. It's got to remain a long action.
Yeah. If nobody walks out in front of you, you wasted your action.
If you've dedicated a full long action to something, it should have a
you shouldn't have the chance of failing to... both Dust Tactics and this game, Overwatch is very poor. For some reason, they don't like you to do Overwatch.
Right. You can shoot at someone on your turn, but you can't... with a certain amount of accuracy, depending on cover or whatever.
And if you don't move, you get an aim, so you get a plus one.
But if you're sitting there on and spent, you've dedicated your turn to waiting, you're penalized. So it's not, it's a kick in the balls, I think. To say.
Nobody, like, because we were looking at the stealth and silent, nobody'd ever bothered, because nobody's overwatching. Maybe other games, let us know if you guys are overwatching. But we thought it was, like, a pretty useless skill, so we wanted to improve it so that people would actually use it.
But in this game, it didn't come to fruition, so no, we never get to test it out.
But it should be fine. You know, I think it's going to be an advantage to shooters, but yeah, it's about numbers usually.
If it's
I'm going to shoot your guys anyway, so what's the point?
Yeah, so you might as well say, okay, well, now this line of sight I've got.
And it forces the plague player or anybody running up to be more tactical. They're not going to run. You know this guy's in Overwatch, you're not going to run right in front of him unless you're purposely trying to make him shoot.
Yeah. And
shooting, that doesn't necessarily mean killing a lot in this game either. You're not going to automatically kill.
And if you want to even it up for movement, and I'm just spitballing here, if something's got fast, instead of one square, they get
they
two
can
squares.
Do two, yeah.
They can overwatch in two squares. They can move, but since they're really fast, they can go.
They could, like, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and if you want to draw out an enemy that's in Overwatch, you sent, hey, Jimmy, go up there and just go stand over there. And yeah, all of a sudden, rawr, now you got a target that's two squares away from cover.
Yeah, it's a... We gotta play it out, see if it works.
Yeah, but, we gotta do that for sure.
And in that, if anybody else has any ideas for rules, let us know. And I think that was a good battle report.
Yeah, I think it was. And in the end, I did win, which is I think the first time in a long,
well, maybe in a long time, but you've
time
you've won.
Yeah, and it looked
you don't
looked,
win your plague that often, but you win.
It looked dire at the beginning.
I know. I was like, wow, this is going to be routing. I kind of feel bad for Jack, because I wiped out all his dogs. I was just like, this is easy.
Every round, he was just like, oh, yeah, that's mine. Oh, that's mine. Oh, I'll take that.
And I was rolling poorly, too, some of the rolls. Like, well, I missed a lot of shots.
One point, he was rolling amazing.
Yeah. I think a lot of it was defense rolls.
First two rounds, you were just like exploding.
But then my sniper couldn't kill anything, my one sniper.
Yeah.
But it was a good game. And if you want to hear more of battle reports like this, let us know. Maybe this will be something we'll do more often. Separate the battle reports out.
Again, because we're trying to make sure we give some reviews to make sure, because we don't always have news. And
well, yeah. So we thought we wouldn't have news, but so far we've had news almost every episode.
Yeah, that's why we started with the reviews, because when we didn't have news, we could do a review, like news review, then news battle report.
Yeah.
But we've had community Pat's been.
Yeah, he's been feeding us lots of good, great news. So
he's been a valuable ally. So we've had more news than had in a long time. And so, and we don't get to play that often.
No, not as often as you'd like, that's right.
So, this was a good chance to play, yep, and a nice little filler episode mid-month to kind of just tide us over.
Just before Wave 2.
Just tide us over before Wave 2.
Well, I think that's a good one, so we'll sign off here. This has been Dead Zone the Podcast.
A commercial-free Dead Zone the Podcast.
Oh, we'll throw one at the end for Vinland.
Okay.
Vinland Uber Alice, people.
Have a good one.
See you later.
Here is your host, Rob, to tell you how to contact us here at the Dead Zone Podcast.
Thank you, Winter Rain. You can listen to us on our website, deadzonegame.podbean.com. You can email us at deadzonepodcast@gmail.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at deadzonepodcast. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Join us next time for some more of the Dead Zone Podcast. Vinland Old Time Radio.
Ah, it is to laugh.
Bastrow!
Hoy there, Dirigible.
Help a fellow Empire citizen out, would you?
It's a gavel. A halter gavel.
Have you read The King in Yellow?
Hello, William.
I made the koala burgers.
So what's new?
Are you insane?
That better be a rhetorical question. And yes.
Well, far too long.
I once knew a Spaniard in Targunda who spoke in gibberish like you.
Up, up, and escape!
That was terrible.
I should be a god, and instead I'm stuck down here like a worm.
She would tell me such wonderful stories.
Dr. Deja Vu will return.
Africa's a continent?
It's with great protest.
Sorry, Judge Pudding.
Ooh, now that's some fine programming.
VinlandOldTimeRadio.podbean.com.